The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. There are several new innovations being explored and applied in the different levels of consciousness, be it in the physical, emotional, mental, and/or spiritual realm. We will explain and compare these new healing elements to help improve the quality of life for you and your loved ones. Now, here is Dr. Michael Cudlis.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to another Speaking of Health. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. Friday, beautiful sunny day in our state of Michigan, Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm a Kalamazoo chiropractor, have been here for the last 32 years in practice as a doctor of chiropractic. And our show is about health. Health in all ways. We deal with the health balance, rest, exercise, good nutrition, positive mental attitude, and spinal integrity. Those are the elements that gives you the best opportunity for health. And health for us as a human, a multidimensional human, one that's physical, emotional, mental, unconscious, and spiritual. All levels functioning together to allow you to express your soul on this planet as a spiritual warrior with your heartfelt wisdom and loving, caring, sharing attitude. So there's been a lot in the news lately about this unholy push to have everybody vaccinated. In fact, I've even heard some people out there, and I have to wonder about their sanity, when they talk about parents that do not vaccinate their children should be treated as if they are abusers or reckless endangerment, or their children should be taken away. And I'm sure these people are well-meaning in some sort of warped and distorted manner, but I haven't quite been able to figure out how that would be. You see, because vaccines are unnatural. They're not something that works, number one. And are they safe, number two? Now, number one, what do I mean that they don't work? Well, in the recent horrible measles outbreak, where 94 children, I think it was, or people were infected, a number of them had been vaccinated. So gosh, if they were vaccinated against measles, how did they get the measles? Measles vaccine must not work. Maybe it doesn't work in those people. So what's the answer? Vaccinate them more. Give them more vaccine. Shove that stuff in their bodies. Well, that doesn't make sense either when you think about it. And also, this measles vaccine, this measles outbreak that they had, it's highly contagious. And yet, of those people, how many were killed? How many people died of the measles? Zero. Now, how many people who got the measles, none of which died, will have immunity for life from measles? All of them, 100%. You see, it's a natural childhood illness that helps us build our body's immune response. Your body was blessed with the most powerful pharmacy in the world, its immune system and its immune abilities to fight things off. Chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella, those are childhood illnesses that helps the body build its immunity. Now, can some people die from them? Oh, yeah, sure. How many have died of measles in the last 10 years, according to the Center for Disease Control? Zero. No one in the last 10 years has ever died of measles. Now, okay, so let's say we're going to vaccinate. In the last 10 years, how many people have been killed by the measles vaccine? 108. So let me get this straight in my mind. You want to vaccinate my child against a disease that does not kill, and yet you want to vaccinate them with a vaccine that kills children. Who in their right mind would say they want to do that? 108 children died in the last 10 years from the measles vaccine, but it's safe and effective. We hear that. You didn't hear the 108 death story, did you? And let's look at chickenpox. Gosh, now, you know, I was born last century, and, you know, I'm older than dirt. But when there was chickenpox that went through our neighborhood, all the parents would get together, bring their children over so they could all be exposed to the chickenpox and have chickenpox and get it over with. They had a chickenpox party. And children would be sick, usually mild disease. They'd break out, they'd have the pox on their face, and then they would never have to worry about chickenpox ever again. Now, let's look at the crazy people who have developed a chickenpox vaccine to vaccinate your children against chickenpox. Because after all, we can sell you a product like the measles vaccine that'll kill your child, but it will provide them with immunity from the disease. Well, that's not true. We know with the measles vaccine, you can be vaccinated and still get the measles. Same thing with the chickenpox vaccine. Oh, you have to get a booster every 7 to 10 years. Really? If the vaccinations work, then why do I need to get a booster? It's only temporary. Oh, yeah, but you got to pay $75 a shot. So, you know, that's why you need the booster. We need the money. Now, that may sound harsh, but greed is a driving factor in most of these vaccinations. And the other thing, let's look at that. You're 5 years old. You get your chickenpox vaccine. 7 to 10 years later, you are again at risk to get chickenpox because the booster is wearing off. Now you're an adult, 17, 18 years old. You get the chickenpox now. Now that disease can kill you. It is much more deadly in older people. So to protect yourself, oh, I got to get another shot. You now become a vaccine junkie, hooked on the drugs by the pharmaceutical companies, supported by the crooked media, corporate media, and pushed by the federal government. Now, if you don't do that, and what's happening now is with the children being vaccinated against this, the chickenpox is not in the environment. Now, if you were a child and acquired chickenpox, you had lifelong immunity. Every time the chickenpox showed up in your community, your body automatically remade its antibodies, fortified its strength against the disease, and kept it at bay. Because remember, with chickenpox, once you get it, it's in your body and lies dormant, and your body's immune system keeps it at bay, keeps it under control. And usually where it lies dormant is along the spinal nerves. Along the spinal nerves. So if you undergo stress and your immune system is somehow compromised, the chickenpox may flare up in an adult, in you as an adult. And what it flares up as is called shingles. Varicella zoster's chickenpox, and it shows up as shingles later on in your life. Very painful disease. Very painful. And it's produced by stress. You go into stress, your immune system suffers, and then the shingles can show up. Now, fortunately, there are very powerful homeopathic remedies, very powerful Chinese herbs that can suppress these the problems. Excuse me. And there are very powerful essential oils as well. Now, with these essential oils, they can help deal with the pain. And with that, you can then eliminate the problem. We see that a lot in our office where people come in with shingles, and you can knock it out in less than 3 or 4 days. You don't have to go through the suffering. These are nutritional approaches. These are alternative approaches, herbal approaches. And they work very, very well. Now, the problem is the immorality of the vaccination, at least with chickenpox as I see it, is you vaccinate the children with a disease against a disease that they don't have to fear. Millions of children get chickenpox every year, or used to, at least they used to. Only those with severely compromised immune systems were in danger of dying. Some did, maybe 100 a year. Out of millions, not a good idea to vaccinate them, because now you're risking those few who have compromised immune systems, you're now injecting them. They're going to suffer too. Maybe they won't die. Maybe they get autism, because autism and vaccines are directly linked now. The CDC has lied for over 10 years telling you that vaccines do not cause autism. And yet, Dr. William Thompson showed up, CDC, who worked on the safety study, and they admitted they withheld data that showed vaccines do cause autism. They withheld the data. So here you have our federal government lying to us. That's what's going on here. So anyway, children get this chickenpox shot. Then later on in life, they have to get another vaccine, which is a super chickenpox shot, to keep them from getting shingles, which can have permanent ramifications. Ending up in what's called herpetic neuralgia, an extraordinarily painful situation. It's like somebody lights your arm or your leg on fire, and you permanently have shingles. The nerves permanently burn, and there's nothing you can do about it but take pain relievers. But you know, that's all right, because the pharmaceuticals are making more drugs. The medics get to treat you more. Remember, in medicine, they promote disease. Why do you think they promote vaccinations? So that they can have more disease, because they can treat. Remember, in the United States, this is the healthcare industry. How much money do we make in our industry? We're going to talk a little bit about this industry when we come back. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, also off on a rant today about the shocking, unconstitutional, and immoral attitude of forced vaccinations. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Every day, you hear so much about different aspects of the health and wellness field. One day, you hear one thing, and the next day, you hear something that contradicts what you heard the day before. How do you know what's right? Try tuning in to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Our goal is to educate and explore this field with guest experts in order to help you take control of your health and well-being. Listen Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Welcome back. Dr. Michael Cudlis here. And we're talking about the wonderful subject of vaccinations and the shocking theory behind them. Now, let's do just a little bit of history. And when we come back, as we come back here, we'll talk a little bit about allopathy. That's medical treatment. And allopathy, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, they co-opted him. Hippocrates was actually a natural healer. Medicine today is far from natural. It's pharmaceutical, drug-induced, drug-sponsored. And it started back around 1900, actually 1850s and 60s, they had medical schools. Their main treatment was injecting lead and mercury into people to treat them. And the other things that happened at that time, John D. Rockefeller struck oil and became an oil millionaire. And you have to remember with Rockefeller, he's considered so helpful. I mean, you have the Rockefeller Foundation and you have the Rockefeller Center with arts and everything. And John D. Rockefeller, his saying was, competition is a sin. That was one of his favorite sayings. Competition was a sin. So automatically, I doubt he was a capitalist. He wanted to monopolize everything. And in fact, his monopolies had to be broken up later on. And Carnegie was another one. The Ford Motor Company. Ford was a well-known oligarch who wanted to control everything. And no question, these guys were brilliant. No question, they thought they were royalty, and the rest of us were nothing but sheeple. And anyway, John D. Rockefeller had all this money, and so he wanted, with his oil, and remember, with oil, you can make anything. Most all of the vitamins, synthetic vitamins that are made, come from oil. They can be made from oil. And so he set it up where he bought a Farben drug company and started to produce drugs. And he very carefully hired a medical doctor named Flexner. Now, Flexner never practiced medicine. He never got a medical license. He didn't apparently have the intelligence to do that, but he could graduate medical school. Well, he went out and did the Flexner Report nationally around the United States, where he said the only medicine that is, quote, scientific is the allopathic medical field. Homeopathy, quacks, chiropractors quacks, herbalists quacks, and they should not be taught in medical schools. Only pharmacology should be taught. Why? Well, that was what Rockefeller was investing in. And while he invested so heavily in drugs and drug therapy and the allopathic medical model of huge amounts of drugs given over a short period of time to suppress symptoms, to make the symptoms disappear, that is allopathy. That's what they do. He himself took homeopathy only the rest of his life. He did not trust the very stuff he was making. I mean, what a hypocrite quack. In any event, he starts these things, and so all of these other healing modalities were thrown out of the, quote, established medical schools, the scientific medical schools. University of Michigan used to be a homeopathic school. However, if they wanted to stay open, they had to adapt the allopathic method that Rockefeller was putting out. And the way they did that, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford gave huge amounts of money to these medical schools, donated money, and said, you have to do this. You have to teach only these methods and none others. And you have to also treat all the people that come to your medical school free. Oh, how noble an idea. That, of course, changed after about 20 years once they hooked everybody on the medical model. And so in the meantime, the things that had been shown to be effective, homeopathy, thrown out. Herbology, which had lasted for thousands of years, thrown out. Chiropractic, well, that has always been a quack. And these companies or these healing methods were vilified, and they were not taught. So only the medical model was taught. Only the drugs and dope therapy was taught. Surgery and radiation was taught. Anybody that did anything other than those were crushed. And there are tragic stories throughout the medical model, throughout the 20th century, where people came up with cures for cancer that worked all the time. They were crushed. Reif, who came up with the energetic model and treated 18 out of 19 terminally ill cancer patients, 18 of them got completely well. One died because he was so far along, he was going to die anyway. But 18 out of 19 completely cured. And these were terminal patients. They were going to die. He was crushed because he wouldn't sell his treatment form to the medical profession. And so the medical profession just crushed him. And Northwestern University in the Chicago area, shameful acts of betrayal of this man who had such an opportunity to heal people. You know, maybe someday cancer will be healed. Well, it's been healed a lot of different ways. It's just the medical profession has crushed it because cancer, and there will never be a cancer cure with the way they have the cancer research set up. But these people were simply crushed, and you won't have a cancer cure because more people live off of cancer than die from it. In our world, research world, more researchers live off of cancer than those that die from it. And the average person is going to live 2 years once he enters the medical model of cancer treatment with chemotherapy, therapy, radiation, and surgery. And it's going to cost about $375,000 minimum to treat them. Then that person dies, but it doesn't matter because there's someone in the wings waiting to take his place. All the medical treatment that you get, and this has been researched, all the medical treatment you get for cancer adds about 1 to 2 days of life to you as opposed to not being treated by cancer. Now, do some people get better after all of this treatment? Yeah. Is it the treatment that does it? they take the credit for it, but we're not really sure. We're just not really sure. But that was how this worked. They went ahead, crushed all the other alternative healing, gave lots of money to the colleges and medical schools, and then said they had to treat people for free. And then they went ahead and reneged on that later once they had the people hooked and all the other methods of healing had been eliminated. And that's the way it's gone. Now, do we have a science of medicine? They would say we do. Unfortunately, the science of medicine looks more like the religion of modern medicine. And, of course, vaccines are one of the holy waters. You just don't touch them. You don't talk about them. And because we all know they're safe and effective. Well, are they? Let's take a look at that. I have my trusty tablet with me. And so we're going to open it up. And we're going to go and Google vaccine safety studies. So the very first thing that shows up, excuse me, vaccine safety studies. Let's go to the Center for Disease Control, CDC Vaccine Safety. CDC's Vaccine Safety Office identifies possible vaccine side effects and conducts studies to determine whether they're safe or not. Now, there's a whole nice page on this in which you can evaluate and see addressing common concerns, questions and answers. Let's look at that one because they have autism listed. Addressing common concerns, myths and misinformation about vaccine safety can confuse parents trying to make sound decisions about their children's health care. Let's look at vaccine safety concerns, autism. Concerns about autism. And, oh, that page just disappeared. I hate when that happens. But what we have now with the vaccines is the autism study said that there is no link, absolutely no link between vaccines and they did a definitive study of this, went back to 2004, and vaccinations. Unfortunately, we just had I think his name's Walter Thompson, just come out and admit, as one of the major authors of this study, that they withheld data that did show that autism and vaccinations are linked, a direct link. And they fudged the data so that it looked like it wasn't that. And this has been, he's lied to the public for the last 10 years. As an honorable, honest man, his conscience just ate away at him and forced him to tell the truth. And, of course, none of the major media said anything about that. You didn't hear that on any of the other media. Because we don't have a fourth estate anymore. It's all corporate-run news. All corporate-run information, entertainment on TV, and no real news. They do what the corporations say. They do what the government says. These are shameful people. Walter Cronkite has to be turning over in his grave with these kind of nonsense people. But we're going to take a break right now. It's a very depressing show for me. I don't know if I can continue for the last half hour. However, the truth is the truth. And you're not going to hear it on ABC, NBC, or CBS. And we're going to give you some places where you can hear it. But we'll be right back. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, speaking of health.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas, remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Good childhood mental health is critically important. Early patterns of emotions and thinking shape children's behavior from preschool into the teen years and beyond. But understanding young kids can be a challenge. Tune in to Child Psych Central, Discover the Kid Brain with Dr. Beth Onofrack. Each week, we will reveal how brain function and child development drive young children's daily behavior. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's one of the best things that you can do as a parent.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Hi, welcome back. So let's look at the CDC vaccine safety study. Vaccines are not associated with the risk of autism. Now, that's a line under the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I think that should say Center for Disease Control and Prevention of Health. But anyway, a new study evaluating parents' concerns of too many vaccines too soon and autism has been published online in the Journal of Pediatrics. March 29, 2013, it adds to the conclusion of a 2004 comprehensive review by the Institute of Medicine. This is the one where they fabricated the research and lied for the last 10 years. They came up that none of the concerns, and let's see, their main findings report total amount of antigens from vaccines received was the same between children with it and those without it. In other words, with autism or without autism, the children with ASD, that's autism spectrum disorder, with regression, loss of developmental skills during the second year of life, did not receive an increased number of vaccine antigens when compared to children without it. The number of vaccine antigens was decreased in recent years, although routine childhood vaccine immunization schedules contains more vaccines than the schedule of the 1990s. The maximum number of vaccine antigens it was exposed by 2 years of age is 315 compared to several thousand in the late 1990s. This is due to changes in the vaccines. For example, older whole cell pertussis vaccine causes the body to produce different antibodies, whereas the newer ones, 3,000 different antibodies, where the new ones only six or fewer different antibodies. So the whole bottom line on all of this is they explain around it, but they don't say based on certain things, they'll set up these straw men like these antigens and things like that and say, well, there's no more than before. So obviously there's nothing to do with the vaccine with autism. And yet they don't address the key things like thimerosal, which they said was taken out of vaccines, but in fact is still in vaccines. especially the ones where they have, you get one shot and there might be six or seven vaccinations in there. The Mistral is still there, mercury. And now there's quacky people out there, absolutely crazy ones, that are saying, well, mercury's good for you. A little bit of mercury in your body is good for you. If you take a thermometer and you go to a lake the size of a football field and you break that old-fashioned mercury thermometer and pour that little amount of mercury, about a drop of mercury, into the lake, the whole lake is contaminated. The whole lake. But a little bit inside your body. That's like the stupidity of the dental profession saying that when we put mercury in your silver amalgam fillings, they do not cause any problem. There's no scientific evidence of that. Well, just ask them to tell you about the CORES study. And that is a well-known, well-repressed study where the CORES, the beer people, had their child damaged by fillings, silver amalgam fillings. So they did a scientific study where they actually put mercury fillings in people's mouths and found that it did toxify the body, changed all kinds of all kinds of things with the body. And that study has now been suppressed, and you will not be able to find research on it. But it was out, and the dentists know about it. And when you mention it, they'll know you know. That mercury indeed in silver amalgam fillings does cause blood changes in the body that are dangerous and deadly. In fact, Hal Huggins said one of the dentists that was suppressed and thrown out of the profession because he found out that root canals don't work. They still cause problems in the body. He said up to 80% of all diseases are caused by dentists and the fillings they put in people's mouths. Another element, another day. I'm not going to do another one of these shows. They're too depressing. But when the truth is being fabricated and denied out to the public with this crazy stuff about vaccine safety, you need to know what the truth is. So as we go along and we see just a brief history in terms of how Rockefeller developed this and then how people like Carnegie and Ford, and the Ford Motor Company, how they supplied huge amounts of money to buy into and create this wellstream of toxicity and poison called modern medicine. Well, then we can see what the problem is. Now, what I haven't mentioned, and I think we need to look at here, is what are the dangers of vaccinations? If they're so bad, where's the proof? Well, let's go to Global Research, and they have an article on Are Vaccines Safe? Bracing Ourselves for More Sham Vaccine Studies. And let's just look at what they have to say. One of the more important questions is what kind of studies are performed to determine any vaccine whether vaccines are safe? What evidence is there that vaccines are especially safe in infants, small children, pregnant mothers, the elderly, and those with asthma and compromised immune systems? In an interview with Dr. Tom Jefferson, one of the world's most knowledgeable experts in vaccine research and head of the vaccine field group at the Cochrane Disease Database Collaboration, the Financial Times reported that he found less than two dozen studies on the current H1N1 flu vaccines, and none have a completion date time. Moreover, there's no knowledge whatsoever that these vaccines are safe. Get your flu shots. They're safe and effective. Scientifically, there's no evidence that they are safe. Clinical trials with at-risk individuals, including infants, small children, pregnant mothers, people over 65, are not mandatory for regulatory approval. So how do the vaccine makers determine whether or not a vaccine is safe for these at-risk groups? Well, they don't. And this is, I'm quoting, well, they don't, except by predicting past incidents of vaccine effectiveness and safety using mathematical models. Now, what does that mean? They make shit up. They're just making up a story. The vaccine industrial complex is under no federal obligation to give good, sound scientific evidence that their vaccines are safe in anyone except healthy adults. So there is no evidence that vaccines are safe except in healthy adults. Well, if they're safe in healthy adults, why would they get the vaccination? What is quite extraordinary in the FDA's Center for Biologic Evaluation and Research document, the Guidance for Industry, clinical data needed to support the licensure of seasoned inactivated influenza vaccines is the large leeway permitted for the ways they can show they're safe. And you can go online to this place, globalresearch.ca, and they'll tell you in this article, are they safe, that they're not safe. And the people you trust are the Cochrane Collaboration, because they're an independent group that does independent research. They're not trying to sell their vaccine. And in fact, he said, Dr. Jefferson has observed strong biases in the selection of trial participants throughout vaccine industry contracted trials. In other words, they fabricate the studies. His conclusions state that evidence from systematic reviews show that inactivated vaccines have little or no effect on the effects measured. He's discovered that there is gross overestimation of the impact of influenza, unrealistic expectations of the performances of the vaccine, and spurious certainty of our ability to protect viral circulation and impact. The consequences, Dr. Jefferson states, are seen in the impractical advice given by public bodies on thresholds on the incidence of an influenza-like illness, in which influenza-specific interventions, antivirals, should be used when it comes to identifying the infecting virus. For any case displaying flu-like symptoms, only PCR, which is a test, is very reliable. And there can be anywhere from 15 to 200 different infections contributing to like flu-like symptoms. So you may say you have the flu, but they don't, because they don't adequately test for it. The producers of these influenza vaccines know they are worthless, but they go on selling them anyway. And that's a quote from Dr. Anthony Morris, a former chief vaccine officer at the FDA. The producers of these influenza vaccines know they are worthless, but they go on selling them anyway. We would add, from a review of the CDC's statistics on influenza threats, they are intentionally misleading and medically worthless. Now, these are people that are experts on vaccines. These are people that know. And so now, do you want to give your child a flu shot? My sister-in-law got a flu shot and it killed her. We're going to be doing more on this. So I know firsthand, not only are they worthless and they don't do what they say they're going to do, but they're deadly to certain numbers of people and they can kill people. So what is it with this where people are required to get flu shots? And this is like a holy water. I mean, this is the mantra of what's going on. And I don't know. I'm going to offer some suggestions on that in a few minutes when we come back. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis, speaking of health, talking about unhealth with vaccinations. We'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Speaking of Health is brought to you by Old Time Medicinals Essential Oil Formulas. Remedies from yesterday to help you heal today. Have aches, pain, muscle soreness, inflamed joints, or stiffness cut into the joy of your life? Have you been denied the health, wealth, and happiness you deserve? Old Time Medicinals has life-changing products to help you help yourself to a pain-free existence. For more information, email us at oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com. Get your life back now. Email oldtimemedicinals@gmail.com.
Do you know about Reiki? This method of healing can complement Western medicine as well as other alternative practices. Besides healing, it can have the additional effect of making you feel more positive about yourself and the world around you. By tuning into For the Love of Reiki with host Paula Vail, you'll find how Reiki can improve your health, bring balance into your life, and fill you with joy. For the Love of Reiki is broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. To reach Dr. Cudlis or his guest today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drmcudlis@gmail.com. Now, back to Speaking of Health.
Okay, welcome back. Dr. Cudlis here. This is one of the most depressing shows I've ever done. And simply, it's an honest show. It's a true show. We're going to tell you places to go. We're giving you a few websites to check out now. You can go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Check out the information they have there. There's a bunch of good information about vaccines there. While I don't agree with a lot of their procedures, their material with vaccinations is right on. They list the sources. They'll tell you about how many people are dying and being killed by the vaccines on a regular basis. And you should probably know about stuff like that. Only if you are real interested in the truth. Because I'll tell you, your newspapers are not giving you the truth. And I'll tell you something else. The television news are not giving you the truth. They are giving fabricated information out. The party line, the government line, which, you know, in the 60s, I used to hear about Pravda, the Soviet newspaper. And that was the company newspaper. We have that now in the United States. We don't have an independent press. And it's shameful, and but that's part of the way things are going. So you want some information about finding the truth, and there is a doctor out there named Dr. Russell Blaylock. He's a neurologist, and he retired, and he's well known for treatment and different brain tumors, and well-researched young doctor, and he talks about vaccines, vaccine safety. Now, he's not going to just tell you they don't work. What he's going to tell you about is he's going to tell you how the vaccines damage your children. He's going to tell you about what happens, why vaccines don't work in the body. He's going to tell you about the two types of immune systems our body has, and that vaccine only works with one, and it works with the weaker of the immune system and weakens the primary immune system. He's going to explain all of that to you. And there's about 6 or 7 hours he has. And just go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and type it in. All of that stuff is right there for you, and you'll be able to read the truth. I mean, it's just shocking to see that the information is out there, but how quickly it is ignored, and how shameful, how they just ignore to provide the propaganda that they're doing with right now. with what they're doing. And I'm typing in Blaylock, so I can't talk and type at the same time. But you type in on YouTube, Blaylock vaccines, how vaccines harm child brain development. Hour and 20 minutes. Russell Blaylock, vaccines and immunoexcitotoxicity. In other words, how they screw the brain up because of the excitotoxins they put in the vaccines. Vaccines are not safe. Very simple statement. Half-hour program on how they're not safe. And one that's really shocking. Eugenics, fluoride, and vaccines. Now, you guys go, oh, this is conspiracy theory. No, it's the absolute God-given truth. He provides the scientific evidence. Not made-up stuff. Not made up by the vaccine manufacturers to make it sound like things are safe. Remember, you have vaccine experts already saying that pharmaceutical companies know these things are worthless, and they still put them out. The vaccine for the flu right now that's out is 26% effective. Not even a coin flip. And yet you still should get it? This is illogical, and it's insane. And I have to wonder, what they're doing is unconstitutional as well. The constitutional rights, the government can come in and do what they want to your child. They have to have a search warrant to come into your house. Why do they have to have absolutely nothing to start injecting mercury and toxic products into your children? They don't have that right. These jackbooted Nazi people that are coming in with this is inappropriate and not proper. And let's just look at that a little bit. The people want to come in and vaccinate your child. They come in, and do they have the right? Well, they have the right to arrest you for any reason. Since the Patriot Act, there's been no habeas corpus. So you can be just taken away, thrown in jail. They can take your child, do what they want with them, and nothing happens to you. You're never heard of again because there's no habeas corpus in this country again. One of the fundamental principles of our legal system is gone due to since the Patriot Act. There's no more posse comitatus, where the United States Army cannot conduct exercises against its own citizens. That's been taken out with the Patriot Act. So now the military, which is all volunteer, can be ordered into an area to suppress it. Our country, our soldiers shooting our citizens, that can be allowed. That is allowed. I mean, this is shocking material. We're no longer the land of the free, home of the brave. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is becoming a fantasy dream. Our country is in serious trouble. And unless you get out and vote to fight back and throw these bums out that come in to sell their souls for a few bucks to big pharma and to the big corporations, then our country is going to be in big trouble, bigger than it is already. This is not a good time in our country, ladies and gentlemen. Do not be so complacent. Less than half of us voted in this last election. Well, the wealthy elitists who want to take over the country and order you around, the big corporations that are running the world at this point, their biggest fear is that you'll vote. That's their biggest fear. And remember, Gandhi defeated the British Empire, and he said, first they will ignore us, then they will laugh at us, then they will fight us, and then we win. We have to stand up and use our power of vote to protect ourselves from these crazy people that are doing these crazy things against your children and against our fellow citizens. Now wake up. Learn this stuff. Go to the YouTube and look up Dr. Blaylock. Find out about how vaccines damage your children. And then to follow Nancy Reagan about drugs, just say no. And when enough people say no, then we'll start to take our country back and we'll be free from the vaccine crazies that are running around. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Michael Cudlis, and I don't talk like this. I don't like looking into these negative shows, but when people are lying to us, and they are the people we elected to put us in office, when we elected them and put them in office, and these lying bastards are doing the stuff they're doing now, we need to take a stand. We need to protect ourselves. And remember, the nine magic words can be helpful to us, because certainly fighting is not going to do battle. You can't have a revolution this way. You have a revolution at the ballot box, a peaceful throwing out of the scallywags. And right now, God bless you. I love you. Peace be still. The nine magic words have tremendous power here to help protect us, to take our country back. But you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to vote. So get out there and do that. This is Dr. Michael Cudlis. This is Speaking of Health. God bless you. I love you. Peace be still.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Speaking of Health. Please join Dr. Michael Cudlis again next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a heartfelt and healthy week.